In Cincinnati today, a judge acquitted a white police officer of charges related to the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager. Officer Stephen Roach was charged with negligent homicide and obstructing official business after the incident this past April. The shooting sparked 3 days of rioting in the city, the worst in more than 30 years. From member station WVXU, Steve Hirschberg reports.
Municipal Judge Ralph Winkler, who decided the case after Roach waived a jury trial, says the case boiled down to a three-minute chase that involved a man with 14 warrants against him who ran from police late at night in Over the Rhine, one of the city's most dangerous neighborhoods. Winkler says Officer Stephen Roach was justified in firing his weapon because Thomas reached into his pants instead of obeying orders to stop and show his hands.
This shooting was a split-second reaction to a very dangerous situation created by Timothy Thomas that, under all the facts and circumstances heard at trial, police officer Roach's reaction was reasonable on his part.
The judge also says Roach's actions should not be subject to 20/20 hindsight. Officer Roach, who didn't take the stand in the 7-day trial, did make a statement today directed at Timothy Thomas's mother.
I just want to tell Mrs. Leisure how sorry I am that it was what has happened to her son. I understand her pain and what she must be going through. Unfortunately, this is a tragedy for everybody involved, and I would give anything to change the outcome of what happened that night, but unfortunately, I can't.
Reaction in the community to this verdict has been swift. The Reverend James W. Jones, one of the leaders of the movement to boycott Cincinnati, says he's upset but not surprised.
Until white people in this city and county wake up to the responsibility that we're all human beings and act accordingly and see that we have justice in this city, in the courts, the prosecutor's office, the police department, and our councils, this city is doomed.
Another high-profile African-American minister, the Reverend Damon Lynch III, calls the Roach verdict an atrocity, but he adds that he'll urge residents to continue fighting for justice peacefully. That's a key point as efforts continue to avoid the rioting here, in which dozens were hurt and more than 800 arrested. So far, Cincinnati's streets are quiet, but protesters did show up at City Council's weekly meeting today to vent their anger about the verdict. Julina Frierson blasted council members for starting their meeting by discussing a topic unrelated to the trial.
It's amazing to me that we want to continue to pretend that nothing is wrong in Over the Rhine or in the city of Cincinnati. It seems to me that we should be talking about and at least acknowledging something else that was a result of an African-American man being in Over the Rhine a few months ago. This is ridiculous. There's no leadership again.
Since the devastating riots, Cincinnati has made strides to close the racial gap, including a new race relations commission and an unprecedented year-long series of televised community forums on race relations. Officials here hope those steps will be enough to keep residents talking and to keep the peace in the wake of this verdict. For NPR News, I'm Steve Hirschberg in Cincinnati.